After my last video highlighting this Growing Degree Days tool, isagefarmer.com/GDD, where you can get a sense for how much heat was missing from your garden, from your crops this year compared to 2018. Here's some of the data from Minnesota, where they're down 20 to 30%, even more, of the growing degree days. And this matches, of course, the fact that at this point, for a lot of corn out there, we are past the point of no return. There's simply no chance, not enough heat, not enough light, for these crops to reach maturity. I'm not going to belabor this here in this video because we've got a lot to talk about, but we continue to watch this disaster play out in slow motion, and let no one tell you that it is not a disaster. Quote, most farmers in the Corn Belt will look back at 2019 as one of the biggest disasters they've ever faced. Relentless rain, flooding, and historic prevented planting acres. And when you look at the GDDs and that what's available left for some of these areas, there, again, there's just no chance. This is the point of no return. It has been passed. We have experienced a major loss to the corn yields, and now we just wait to see the numbers and how bad they actually are. Building on that, the Wall Street Journal released this piece today, Poor Vegetable Crop, Dense Demand for Tin Cans. Now, all too often, in fact, as usual for the Wall Street Journal or Bloomberg, you don't actually read about these things in those publications until it affects a big stock, right? A big company and their stock price. And so here, too, we see now that steelmakers, United Steel and this other company, have been affected by tin can glut. There's not enough crops, so nothing to can anymore. And so there's always these falling demand for steel cans. It's been the wettest 12 months on record. It's wreaked havoc across the farm belt and hurt peas, beans, other vegetables that go in steel cans. Halfway through the season, the vegetables are running at 10% less than last year. And bear in mind, although this article makes the claim, if I can find, quote, food companies stock enough canned vegetables to keep products on the shelves despite this year's weak harvest. But of course, this flies in the face of reality, given that we've already seen signs like these. Due to a poor harvest season, we're having a shortage of canned vegetables. Now, this would have been last year's harvest, because that's what we're eating right now. But nonetheless, things are only much worse this year than they were last year. And of course, we've also seen, as far as China, they were shutting down canneries because of a shortage of lychees. And so this is a global phenomenon. Here too, Prince Edward Island, a potato shortage is being blamed as Cavendish Farms shuts down the packaging plant. We see down here, quote, there simply aren't enough potatoes on Prince Edward Island for our lines of business. This is an unfortunate consequence of the low yields. So these are examples of the fact that crop production is changing. Yields are falling for these crops that have been produced in the past. It's no longer economically viable to run a packaging plant. Or we also saw the PEI, the Prince Edward Island potato farm, that just said, that's it, we've been doing potatoes for two generations, but we can't do it now, we're switching to some fruit trees. We'll see how that goes. So people are noticing, those people on the ground that run these operations are noticing that the growing zones are shifting, the seasons are shrinking, the heat is missing, the GDDs are falling, right? And then, of course, they had this storm blow through, even though the vast majority of the potatoes, and in fact, almost all of their crops, were still in the ground. So we'll see how Dorian affected those crops and across the eastern seaboard. You know, a lot of damage caused there, obviously. So we'll see how those affect crops as those numbers come out. But already, this is from last year, possibility of Canadian potato shortage due to bad harvest from unseasonable weather. Thousands of potatoes were left in the ground as after bad weather made it impossible to harvest. It's unprecedented. Never have I seen this in my time. So conditions are worse than ever right now, certainly than we've seen in our lifetimes. Again, this of course has happened before in other parts of the cycle, the grand solar minimum. But here we are now reaching it in our modern society. Frost already descending across Canada, which was a problem given that crops are far too immature to handle those temperatures, given that they were planted late. And it's this cool and wet weather that we've been talking about that's been causing the problems. precipitative extremes on both sides, and that is because of, it is caused by the fact that we are experiencing, you know, we're at the very dip of solar activity here in this solar minimum and entering a grand solar minimum on top of that. So all of these things are causing what we're experiencing here, causing the frosts that are decimating apple across the world, apple orchards, and killing off plants. Spain is the latest victim of that. The frost affecting many of the trees. This was last spring, but now they're getting the data that it says, oh yeah, we lost half of our production due to that spat of frost in April and May. So again, the data just keeps coming in, and it is damning. Precipitative extremes. There is extreme drought in Mexico right now, which is causing a massive shortage of limes. The trees have all dried out and they're damaged. They don't have any fruit. And in Australia, shoppers are being warned to brace for higher food prices. Again, this is causation. When the crops fail, it causes food prices to rise. It's not just a correlation, loosely. It's been a grim end to the year for the Murray-Darling Basin. The climatic outlook is bleak, and the dams are already low. This is the food bowl for Australia, and it's really important for the economy of the nation. And yet, we have a drier than average spring likely, so this is going to be painful. They're warning that food prices will be rising. Warning, higher fresh food prices ahead. And this brings me to that next piece. Banks are now referring people to the food bank to help them pay their mortgage. Also in Australia. Food Bank South Australia has been approached by banks wanting to refer their clients to the charity in hopes that they'll keep paying their mortgage payment if they can just get some free food. It comes as a new report about mental distress. There's also new reports about farmers and their mental health levels reaching crisis levels, even here in the United States. So, banks are trying to get ahead of the curve here. They know food prices are rising, and they are trying to put into place any mechanism that will ensure they keep getting their revenue as long as possible, even if they're shoving their customers out the door to food banks. Never mind that the food bank is going to be feeling increased stress as a result of that. So, I just thought that was another amazing sign of the times, and a thanks to Adrian Friday for sending that one to me. Major crop damage reported as a severe frost ravages Argentina. This is just today. Severe and long-lasting frosts have torn through the fruit and vegetable crops when they're still in their very early fragile stages. This is the opposite of what we just saw from Canada and the fruit trees there. Farmers were forced to light frost fires, another one of these desperate measures we are seeing when the temperatures drop and they light fires in the orchards, just trying to keep temperatures sufficiently high to prevent damage to the trees. Yep. With historically low solar activity, the cold temperatures return. Again, it's causation, not correlation. Chinese demand, as the African swine fever has ravaged their pork supply in China, and they have a ravenous appetite for meat. So they've gone out to the world markets for any protein. You know, we've seen this described as a global protein shortage. And here it is. This is what it looks like. We're not just using these words lightly. I don't throw these stories together and then try and weave some narrative. These things are happening right now, and we need to appreciate the gravity of the situation and take steps to prepare our families. Animal rights activists want Kenya's donkeys to be closed off to China. China has started importing them. It's apparently a delicacy. The meat is considered a delicacy in China, and the skins are processed to create a jiao, a traditional remedy. The numbers of donkeys have dwindled to about 50%. I think there's a chart that might have been a different article. But activists are saying, hey, you're gonna completely demolish our population, which we use as part of our, you know, indigenous agriculture here. This is an important part of our way of life. And if you eat all of our donkeys, it's going to cause problems for us. Go find your donkey meat elsewhere. So China, with their 1.5 billion people, really going to have more problems feeding their population. We're already seeing that they're straining to do so. whole Zero Hedge had a piece on this as well. You could see the price on pork has gone vertical, and that's why they're reaching out for donkey meat and anything they can get a hand on. Yeah, here's the chart of half of the Kenyan donkey population already having been eaten by China. I don't mean to laugh. It's just these are desperate times already, and you don't appreciate that when you go to the fruit section at the supermarket and see the multicolored assortment of fruits and vegetables that are coming from all over the world. But when you look deeper into the data, you see clearly what's going on, and you clearly see the need to prepare. Folks, I hope you're taking the time right now to start growing your own food and to plan for these times ahead, to become more skilled in situations that we're entering right now. Thanks for watching. Thanks for spreading the word. As I've said, the signs are all around us, and it's time to get prepared. Let's go build great things.